August the 25th, Proverbs chapter 25 and verse 15. Proverbs 25:15. By long forbearing is a prince persuaded, and a soft tongue breaketh the bone. That's always important to remember to connect Scripture with Scripture. And we have a great lesson here, and there were other Scriptures that would connect with it. And we'll see how our time goes for this devotion. But there's two main thoughts I'll bring out in this devotion from this verse today. Proverbs chapter 25, verse 15. By long forbearing is a prince persuaded, and a soft tongue breaketh the bone. The first thing that we can grasp out of this as a lesson or a thought for the day is expect to wait. Two words that are put together here in this passage in our King James Bible, Authorized King James Bible, is long forbearing. Long forbearing. Now, those are two words that when you put them together, definitely tells you expect to wait. In other words, there are situations when being able to persuade an authority, a person who has rule, a person of influence, etc., there are certain situations when you can expect to wait. And in fact, it's imperative that you take young people and teach them how to wait. Now, we're not bringing them down to the place of an animal when I give you this illustration. But I want to give you an illustration because the Lord uses animals in our lives. Do you know that when you deal with animals who are supposed to serve us and be useful, and God created them for the purpose of being useful, one of the things you have to teach that animal is to wait. If you're going to be an effective person, in the earliest part of youth, part of bearing the yoke in your youth, as Lamentation says, is expect to wait, to be patient. How many times, in one way or another, does it tell you and I to wait on the Lord? You think back of King Saul. One of King Saul's greatest faults was he wouldn't wait when he should have waited on Samuel. Now, a prince pictures an authority and a ruler. And patience impresses authority. Excuse me. You know, Romans chapter 5 has a lot of good doctrine in it. But it shows us that our doctrine and our salvation, in Romans 5, he's dealing with justification. How the fact that God justifies us by faith, and that because of that we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. But he also says, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. So salvation then opens up the pathway for God's grace, not just God's riches at Christ's expense and God's righteousness at God's expense, but he puts God's rightness in us through the person of the Holy Spirit in our new nature. And by that is what we stand, verse 2. Not just as a believer knowing that someday we'll get there, but right now. And so he goes on to say in Romans chapter 5, verse 3, and not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. So God teaches us that we should expect to wait in many situations, and patience impresses authority. Patience is not sullenness. Patience is not sitting back and kicking up your heels. Patience is a readiness while waiting. Patience is a long here forbearing. In other words, we put our case to the Lord and we bring our prayer request to Him and we hold up others in prayer and we're faithful in our life. And so we need to be patient. Be patient in getting your point of view across. Now let's talk about this in the context where he says about a prince with people. Do you know that it's an amazing thing how we want others to be patient with us? I thought about the little thought that I read one time, and it said, patience is something we appreciate in the driver behind us, but not in the one in front of us. And tomorrow on your way to work or whatever, think about that one, okay? I think about that a lot. It helps me a little bit. I saw a bumper sticker one said that said, seatbelts are less confining than wheelchairs. That one convicts me every time I think of it. Expect to wait. Expect to wait. Do you know if you expect to wait, you won't be so impatient? And again, patience is not just sitting back and saying, okay, God, you do it all. No. Patience is a long look. By long forbearing is a prince persuaded. And a soft tongue breaketh the bones. Secondly then, not just expect to wait, but exercise wisdom and discretion in your wording. You know, you can have a soft tongue with a heavy impact. I don't know if you've ever read any of the sermons by some of the old preachers gone by, but they are available. You take DeWitt Talmadge. You take old Sam Jones, a Methodist preacher, well worth reading a few of his sermons. You take some of these fellows, and God had given them the ability to have a soft tongue with a heavy impact. A word fitly spoken, you know, how good is it? A word spoken in due season. We're not talking about slick. We're not talking about flattery. We're not talking about trickery. But what we are talking about is exercising wisdom and discretion in the wording. And a soft tongue breaketh the bone. And you know, if as a Christian, it wouldn't hurt you to practice it, to literally practice it, to give some training to your thought and give some thought to things and give some thought to the wording of things. You know, I'm amazed at how some fellas, they like to be able to give somebody a piece of their mind, which they honestly, you know, cannot spare, if the truth be told. But they're not all that keen for someone to give them a piece of their own mind. It's kind of a one-way street with a lot of these fellas. And I'm sure it's that way with some of you ladies, perhaps. But I know this, when it comes to men, and authority, these princes. See, by long forbearing is a prince persuaded, and a soft tongue breaketh the bone. Expect to wait, and exercise wisdom and discretion in the wording. You know, the more you read your Bible, the more you read the history books, and the more times you read it, the more you read the life of the Lord Jesus Christ in the four gospel accounts, the more you read the way Paul addressed the churches that he wrote to and ministered to, the more you read after some of the old saints of God. And we're not talking about something that's so artful it's neutered. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about something that's so slick and smooth that it's really not even as sharp as a butter knife. See, slick and smooth does not actually penetrate into the heart and mind. And this must be something unusual because he said a soft tongue breaketh the bone. And of course, there's many pictures you could use. Some of them are, you know, kind of guesses at what others have said it to mean. But this I know by looking at it. He's talking about that tongue exercising wisdom and discretion in the wording of it and it having an impact. It's a soft tongue with a heavy impact. You know, when you think about this, you can think about some times in the Bible when it happened. I think about Abigail coming to David. David is already armed up, ready to go. I mean, he's having an absolute fit. He's about really to make a mistake. And Abigail comes and with the soft tongue, she breaks the bone. She stops him. And, you know, there's times in your Bible when you read it, read about the wording of it, read about the occasion of it, when it would do you well to remember that. You have to expect to wait by long forbearing. In the time of waiting, pray. In the time of waiting, do the right things. In the time of waiting, wait on the Lord. Rest in the Lord. Fret not thyself. Expect to wait. And also exercise wisdom and discretion in your wording. Maybe you could purpose in your heart to take a little extra time to read your Bible in that from that point of view. Pick up some of those old-timer sermons that were gifted at it. Vance Havner and, you know, Sam Jones and DeWitt Talmadge. There's many, many others. I'm not limited to that. And really most of them are guys gone by. But they had an edge to them that God used. You might want to remember that in the authority in your life, teenager. you might want to remember that and trying to, if something's, you know it's right, and maybe you're just trying to convince your parents or ladies, wives, maybe to get something, that's on your heart, both with the Lord and with the authority in your life. But let's remember the Bible so, and the Bible says it. By long forbearing is a prince persuaded, and a soft tongue breaketh the bone.